Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Sky is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Edward. Sky, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Edward?
It's been about a week.
Okay. And have you reached out to him at all, or are you just waiting for him?
I'm waiting for him to reply back to me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's go back to your date and like relive that to see if there was anything that maybe why.
So I met Edward at an art class that we both took in college, and it was we got like selected for a group project, and as we were like working together, we just started talking more and more, and then Edward asked me out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was like really excited about it because like it's been a while since I've been on a date. The last time I was out was with my ex, and my ex-boyfriend and I have been, well, we're together since high school.
Oh, wow.
So like we met up at this like modern art gallery, and like a lot of our conversations are about art and everything in modern art, and I've never been to one. So he decided to take me. He told me about one. It was in this town, this part of town that's like really sketchy. Like it's, I don't know. I just didn't feel safe, but it was cool because Edward was there, and he like made me feel comforted. Like he made me feel safe and protected. So we walked this nice little cafe. We ate. We got to know each other and like really got to know each other in like this personal sense. Mm-hmm. I could tell like Edward was like really in the mood to for some playtime. But because I,
when you say playtime, what do you mean by that?
So yeah, I mean like we were like kind of hands on, like touchy, feely, you know, just talking and touching and you know all of those good things. And And I could see that he was excited.
Really?
Sorry.
Like, not because of his smile, because of something else.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it sounds like you liked it.
He was really respectful. Like, he never pushed the issue. Like, he was very respectful. So, honestly, I didn't want to rush it because he would be like the first guy romantically I would have been with or would be with since my ex. Mm-hmm. So what I did do was like, I didn't want him to think of me like as a, like a prude or anything. So I threw him against my car and I decided to make out with him for like a long while.
He's excited. So I'm going to throw him up against my car. Yeah. That way this doesn't go too far. Oh, Sky, I love it already. This is great. This is like a movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when we left, I told him that I would text him when I got home, and I did. I thanked him for a wonderful night and everything, but I didn't get a response from him for about 4 hours. And then at about 3 a.m, I get a random text asking me, would I like him to be wearing this? And this was a picture of a woman's panty and matching bra.
What?
That laid out on the bed.
Okay.
He asked if you would like him to be wearing that.
Yes.
Huh. Okay, and he's the one ghosting you?
Yeah. It kind of caught me off guard. Like, it caught me by surprise. But I was just like, something new. He's sure. Like, you know, we're both weird artists. And, like, he did say that he was sexually fluid. So I didn't really get weirded out by it. So I replied. I was just like, it depends on how good you are in a winky face. And I haven't heard from him since.
Is that some kind of test that he, is it like a trap he lays out? Like, you want me to wear this and depending on how you respond is whether or not he proceeds?
That's what I was thinking.
I've never heard that one before. Yeah. That one's new.
I mean, it's weird that he would go that far and then not text you back.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted and get you another date if you still want one after you find out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next. On Hits 106.1, it's the Jubal Show.
I can't wait.
Me too.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Sky is on the phone, and Sky is really confused why she's getting ghosted by a dude named Edward. So am I.
Yeah, I think we all are.
So is Nina. So is Victoria. We're all confused. We're about to call him and find out why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Sky, why don't you refresh everybody's memory, though, and tell us about your experience with Edward and your date.
Okay, so, like, we went out, went to a cafe. Everything was great. Everything got hot and steamy. I kind of slowed him down a little bit. Didn't go all the way, but I did throw him against my car. kind of hard and made out. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe he thinks I'm too boring. He sent me a picture of him. Well, not him, but of a bra and panty set matching, and asked me would I like him to wear it. And I told him, you know, maybe, depends on how good he is. And I haven't heard back from him. And he's, like, super hot, and he's the greatest. And we, like, get along so well, and I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand this one at all.
Yeah. We're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then see if you want another date. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Edward, please?
This is Edward.
Edward, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Edward.
I know who you guys are. What's up?
Well, we're calling today because we got an email about you from Sky.
Are you serious?
Yes, for a first date follow-up.
I was just about to ask if it was first date follow-up.
Yes.
And, like, I'm sorry I'm all over the place, but, like, I'm so happy that you guys are calling so I can finally get a hold of her.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so, look, we were taking an art class together, and we went on a date. She's probably told you this, and the art class it's over, and the only way I had to get a hold of her was the number in my phone. Okay, so did she told you about our date, right?
Honestly, yes. I can't get past the bra and panties, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
Okay.
I didn't see your bra and panties.
Bra and panties.
Oh, never mind.
You already probably know that Sky is on the line listening and wants to talk to you. So you seem to know these segments very well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a fan. Hey, Sky, how are you?
Hi, Edward.
Hey, first off, thank you. And I am so sorry. The part of town we went to that seemed shady was really shady. After you left, I was on the way to my car, and some dude came up with a gun and made me empty my pockets.
What?
He took my wallet, my keys, my phone. My first thought then was, thank God Sky's already gone. I didn't want to go through it, but I really didn't want you to have to go through it, especially since, like, I suggested that part of town. And, like I said, he got my keys and my wallet and my phone, and I didn't have any way to contact you. I tried finding somebody in class that might have your number, but nobody had it. I've been busy getting all my credit cards canceled and getting a new license, and I've been back and forth with the cops a couple of times. He took my car.
What?
You know, I had my keys out. I was about to get in my car when he showed up and did it. So, like, I feel like I'm so thankful that you weren't there. But yeah, I lost my car, my wallet, my keys, my phone, and my connection to you.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't call you sooner. But like after I responded to that picture, I just figured that you weren't interested in me anymore.
What picture? Like if I didn't have my phone, I didn't get a picture. I didn't send a picture.
Okay, so all right, so like so when we left, I told you that I was gonna text you that, you know, I made it home safely, and I did. And then I got like I didn't get anything from you, and then until like 3 o'clock in the morning, I got a response, but it was a picture, and you asked me if I would like you if you were wearing this, and it was a matching panty and bra set. And so I said, it depends on how good you are with the winky face, and then you didn't reply.
That's random.
So that wasn't you that texted that.
The carjacker sent her a bra and panty.
He didn't look like he was wearing bra and panties. Wow, why would you send that to a stranger? It had to have been sent by the dude that mugged me or somebody that was with him.
I
don't have a lock on my phone.
Oh no. Oh my God.
No, look, you're fine. Like I just had your phone number in there and like I save everything. It doesn't have your full name. I just saved everything by like the first letter and where I met him. So like it's S art class. So I knew that was you, but like there's no address. I mean, I had to shut off the old phone. I got a new one with the same number. So anything that comes across now will be me, but I didn't have your number. And it was that first day. So
are you okay?
You're safe. Yeah. I'm fine. I mean, I'm bummed. He didn't like rough me up, hit me or anything. He just took my stuff. It's more an inconvenience than anything else. I just gave it to the dude and he took off in my car.
Well, I'm so sorry for calling a radio station. I'm sorry for bothering you in the middle of all this. So sorry. Oh my God.
No. It's like, Scott, it is by far the best thing that's happened to me all day. I've been wanting to call and talk to you again. Cause like, I really like you and I'm sorry that,
Yeah,
like I can't imagine what you've been going through, but
Edward, would you like to go on another date with Sky? We'll pay for it.
That man, that's a silly question. Of course I do. Yes, I would love to see Sky again, whether you pay for it or not.
I definitely want to go on another date with you, but you have to wear that hot bra and panty set.
Well, it depends on how good you are.
Okay.
And Sky, I'm going to need you to drive because I don't have a car right now.
Oh, gosh. That sucks.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Well, congratulations, Sky. You got
Thank
another
you.
Date.
Oh, yay.
I know. And
Thank you,
Edward.
I'm so happy. I'm glad
this
you're
amazing.
Okay. I'm so happy. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Edward. You said you have the same number,
Scott.
So I'm going to call you.
Please. I'll save the number this time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.